Before the word existed, I listened to my first podcast. Probably the first audio that wasn't music or speaking on the radio. I have no recollection of how I came across the website, but I can picture myself in my bedroom, in front of a blocky CRT monitor, exploring the still young internet. The Quiet American still exists. Back in 2002, they started posting field recordings from around the world. These typically minute-long vacations transported the listener to a distant land. Back then, I had my finger on the beating pulse of technology, and I reached out to the chap running the site and told them they could use a technology called RSS that would allow them to publish new recordings in a feed. For a short time, I even wrote the required XML by hand to add new episodes, though it's since been updated from my original contribution. According to the internet, podcasting proper didn't happen until 2004, but I'm pretty sure my initial effort predated that by a touch. There was no fancy player or automated playback, you just got a link to a file that you could play in the browser. Either way, it was some time ago. Since, I've oscillated between regular listening to none at all, typically tied to how I commuted and how busy life was. I struggled to read in transit, so often listened, especially on noisy trains. At times, I would listen while running, although generally, I prefer to be unencumbered, to let the mind wander. All the while, I plotted my own contribution. Obviously, like most sane people, I loathe the sound of my own voice, which was a hindrance. And I suspect, like most, I doubted I'd have anything interesting to say. So it is, some 24 years later, after this small experiment, I think I have my setup and process figured out, at least for a monologue. Working with in-person and remote guests are the next challenge. I'm forever trying to come up with a name for what it is I'm doing and how I see the world. Naming is something I enjoy, but it's also a curse. Looking for domains, figuring out if something is unique. Ironically, caring about this is part of the problem I want to solve. The world, our communities, our lives should be more in situ. Of a place, for a place. There's nothing wrong with travel or trade, nothing wrong with importing bananas instead of trying to grow them locally, but the systems we operate within should be more locally sized and only scale beyond where they must, rather than global monopolies being an ideal and the norm. That's what I want to talk about, to write about, how to be in situ.